Welcome one and all, you're listening to the best in Belfast podcasting with the Bimo Podcast with me, Anthony.
Me, Jared.
What's crack?
Not a lot. Well, here, what's the crack? My windscreen. Did I tell you that?
What?
I was
sitting here for 40 minutes, you haven't mentioned your windscreen?
Dropped her off to work yesterday and looked at my windscreen on my car and there was a big crack there and I had to pay 75 quid access, getting fixed on Saturday.
Shit.
There's no impact marks, there's no... doesn't make sense.
Someone's
act
had
of, act of God.
Say it again.
Act of God.
Act of God. The man who's free God. Here, what do you think of my running video that I've done?
I felt bad for you. I thought you were going to die at one point.
I actually thought I was going to die as well. I'm not a religious man, but I thought I'd seen God.
I know my wife laughed.
Do you know what I was doing it for? I was practicing my running, my techniques for September time. What, 20th of September?
Oh, right, okay. You're doing that. What do you call it? Nuri running or something?
Aye, that one. But I'm going to storm Area 51. Anybody wants to pay to fly me over to Vegas?
You and 1.5 million other people?
Mm.
Or 2 million, whatever the sign up is?
Gotta see them aliens, man.
Well, it was Mass last year. Everybody wanted to go to Mass. And now everybody wants to go to...
Explain the Mass thing, because you'd say it to me. I can't remember it.
So somebody created a Facebook event for Dublin that was for Mass. But it got everybody from the whole Emerald Isle replying to it and saying that they're attending, so it became this Facebook page chat thing and everybody was just taking the piss, loads of memes usual.
Did people go to Mass?
I doubt Mass actually happened. There was a, you know, there was another one in the, well, the feedback's mad. There was another one in the park, what do you call it? Ormo Park anyway, and it was Bring Your Henry Hoover for a picnic.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think there was only like 10 people showed up with Henry's.
Oh.
And the other ones, George and whatever you call the rest of them.
Hedy.
Hedy. We have a Hedy.
I have a Henry. Well, I storm in Area 51. Want to see the aliens. What do you think of Area 51?
I think it's been in plenty of films. I don't know, it's on Google Maps. So it definitely exists.
Do you know what's not on Google Maps? Port Leash Prison. That's where all the high risk offenders go.
Right.
They don't want people normal age because they're such high risk. But anyway.
Back to Area 51 that we're... So, yeah, Area 51, it's the Navy base, or American Air Base, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
alleged.
Allegedly hosts aliens and stuff. I don't think there's any allegedness about there actually being an American military camp there or American Air Force base.
I don't know, Men in Black. Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones.
Did you watch the new one, the international one?
No. Don't even know if I watched the third one.
I don't know, the new one has your man that played Thor. I forget his real name right now.
Chris Hemsworth,
that's who it is. He's been black international.
Good? Bad?
I must have. I'll probably watch it later. I've seen that it's out of the cinema now and available probably on some sort of digital download, either legally or illegally, who knows?
Mm.
But Area 51, do you think there's aliens? Do you think these people, number one, there's no way they get anywhere near it. If they're protecting secrets, it's going to take 1.5 million. They can't stop them all that way.
Did you watch the Bob Lazar documentary on Netflix? Or listen to him on Joe Rogan?
I didn't.
No, right. So, Bob Lazar, in 1989, worked for... on the site, it was S4 he worked, which is connected
this is this guy
to Area 51,
okay.
Right? But he...
Actually, I think, is this the guy who he says that he was told to find out why something had a gravitational pull? Is that this guy?
Yeah, the propulsion mechanism, the way it worked was, it pushed gravity away, and there's nothing on Earth that could do that. But he said that there was aliens, he was seeing the craft, and he said he thinks he saw an alien, and that he worked on the propulsion system to help do that. He said a few things like element 115, right? At the time, people said that there was no such thing as element 115. He said it came from another universe.
Okay.
And lo and behold, years later, element 115 is now a man-made element on the periodic table. So
I mean, if there was 114, 115 was next.
But people came out and disparaged and everything he said, and that came out to be true. A couple of other wee things there was one he said about a hand scanner, right? So on the documentary, he actually shows this to Bob for the first time. So Bob said there was this hand scanner you put your hand on. It had the out, you know, like whenever you used to do like a handprint and like sand or muck, your finger, your hand would go down. But within each finger and thumb, there was a line the entire way down. And what it done, from the tip of your finger, the laser scanned your bone.
Right.
Not your fingerprint, it scanned your bone. Okay. And then this come out that, like, it only came out recently, a picture of this device, and it was true. And they tried to discredit that he was never worked in, I think it was Los Alamos, but yet somebody found a directory that had Bob Lazar, so you can, where you contact them. There's loads of things that they tried to discredit are now being proven, so there could be aliens. I would love there to be aliens. What I think Area 51 is, you know, Roswell.
Well, see, before we get to there, do you think aliens exist? I do.
I do.
Honest, yeah. I do. Whether they're here or not, it's another thing.
Yeah.
But
or how, you know, or how we know how to communicate with them, you know.
Anyway, go ahead, Roswell.
So, what I think, in my opinion, what I think Area 51 is used for is, one, the military.
Testing bombs, yeah.
Not necessarily bombs, no. I think if Roswell is true, okay, if they did find spaceships, they reverse engineer that technology, okay? I think they're working on that. So, for military purposes, to make planes and drones that cannot be detected. Also, this is going to be a bit far out, but if that technology's there, they don't want us to know that, because one, it could be free, or two, it could be a lot cheaper than fossil fuels. And what I think they'll do is, they'll wait till fossil fuels are done, but they'll have it set up in such a way that we then go across to these new technologies, but it'll be monopolized. And I think Area 51, they're doing all these test flights on these planes and these new technologies for like fuel sources, which is why you'll see random things, you know, in the sky that you don't know. Like, can you imagine?
Unidentified flying objects?
Yeah.
UFOs.
What was the Hillary Clinton called them? Unidentified aircraft or something? Because they know they're flying objects now, so it's like unidentified aircraft, something like that. But
it'll always be UFO to me, right?
Yeah. Mulder and Scully. And I think they're working on that, and they're reversing it, but I think they're doing it, and then I think they're going to monopolize it once fossil fuels are done, and our dependency on that. Then, or make it to the stage where the earth is so polluted that they have to and stop using fossil fuels altogether. Like, you see down south, they want by 2030 to ban the sales of new diesel or petrol cars. It'll be all electric.
So that's
away.
I think diesel's going first. That's the whole point, is diesel's, it's dirty diesel now, it's bad diesel, whereas before it was all the petrol that was,
yeah,
the thought was bad, because there used to be leaded petrol. They used to have, what do you call it, 4-star, I think it was called.
Yeah.
The previous petrol and stuff. Then they said, no, this is bad for the environment, this is bad for pollution. Use diesel, it's so much better.
Yeah.
Lasts longer. Nah. It's actually worse.
So right. Just lie after lie. But that's how I think Area 51 is. I don't think there's any aliens here, but I do believe that aliens do exist and may very well have come into contact.
Maybe they found some sort of technology from alien technology. Aliens, just anything that's unidentified or not of this earth.
Or unknown.
Yeah, just something that, like a new mineral or a new
energy. A fuel moisturizer.
A new fuel or something that they have no explanation of what it is. That's alien.
Mm-hmm. But what's the plan for all these geeks?
So on September,
the almighty leader.
September,
20th September, the almighty leader, Matty Roberts.
He created a Facebook post or a group event thing, and it blew up. I don't think he expected it to blow up. It was just a joke. And he has so many people respond now. I think all the hotels are booked out that are around, like, that area. Is it Nevada? Is that where it is? So I think all the hotels are booked out in that area, which is crazy in itself.
He looks like a Ben Stiller character from one of his, like, dodgeball
or
something.
That was the picture. He's definitely wired to the moon, that boy. If anybody can speak to aliens, it's probably him.
But what they're planning on doing is running with their... Have you ever seen a kid running? Have you ever seen a child running? So they have this run technique, right?
And that's
sort of the Nuri run or something? So they run like a child, basically. Like, if you ever see a kid running, they run with their hands behind their back like a cape.
It's for a speed boost. It's
for speed boost.
For people. That's
what
the video said.
So, I don't
know. You get new dollies.
Oh, why?
Makes you run faster. You tell your kid, no, try the other ones, you run faster than them ones because they're 50 quid cheaper. Or run them high techs rather than Adidas.
What do you call it? I don't think they're going to do it.
I think some people will turn up. There's too many people responded. 2 million people. People will turn up expecting there to be a mass amount of people and there'll be about 20 of them on the go.
Do you think more people will turn up to watch the people doing it?
Turn up to see who turned up. Yeah, that's more probable, isn't it?
As a spectacle. Get the bleacher set up and the popcorn popped and the beer.
Well, I mean, the problem is they sort of give them a heads up if they do go ahead with it.
Yeah.
So even if say a million people did turn up and they couldn't stop them because they could just clear everything out or move it.
But what they're saying, well, that's very true. But what they're saying is because there's going to be so many of them, they'll not be able to cope with the influx.
It's the plan of an organisation that's the best. Did you see in the video where it said about the they're splitting them into groups and it's by star sign?
Yeah.
And every star sign has its own agenda or thing to do. It's crazy people.
Well, worked in military operation, but I don't know. I don't think anything will come of it. Like you said, it was done as a spoof.
There was no real intention to do it.
How far will people go?
Well, the hotels are booked. Sold out.
But how many hotels is there? You know, you could be 6 hotels around the place.
Don't know. It's about date, September 20th. Should be a fun day.
It will be. You know, another great spectacle just happened. The Open. Royal Portrush. Do you watch any of it?
I watched bits of it. It was fantastic. And Ireland looked so well on the TV.
Mm.
I think that, and I heard a laugh yesterday when I heard somebody in the news say, we didn't ruin it, we got something, and we didn't ruin it.
Why would have they ruined?
No, like, there was no bomb threats, there was no, nothing that stopped this event from...
There's no sectarianism, nothing like that.
Really well run.
Just well run, yeah.
Well, except for if you were a business, apparently, in Portrush, and they got no trade.
Didn't it? Someone said that to me before. Apparently, golfers don't spend money. They bring their sandwiches and their wee picnics, and they'll sit there.
You used to.
Yeah.
We probably used to do. Well, we had a man kind of sausage run or something before.
Yeah.
Going on a course. But I remember being on the golf course. And there was people drinking on it. Mm. In front of us. Like,
don't mind people drinking on a golf course, but don't throw your
appies in the middle of it.
Right in the fairway. What a dick. Set up against the tree. There's usually bins.
I think there was
bins
at HT. Remember you used to golf?
I do. Remember at my pitching mate trying to train all with my Dober.
That was a hateful
course.
It's foot golf now, apparently. I think the driving range is still up there, though.
I played foot golf in Cork. Did you see it?
Oh.
It was like something that Father Ted. It's on a big farm, right? Farm's class. But it's just a big chunk of field. With 6 holes dug. Grass isn't cut, just kick a ball towards, it's a stick with a wee post on it, like a placard, and you just have to hit it towards it. And I lost my phone in the field.
Oh, really?
And we spent, must have been the guts of 20-25 minutes, and Sinead was about to do something, find your phone, but it gives you the exact location, it's not like Google. It's more accurate, you pay 90 cents for it. And she was literally about to do it. And we were walking back to the picnic table. I was sitting on the ground side of the picnic table, they invented it. And we were up the arse end of the part. But I was just worried about my photos being uploaded to Google Drive. I don't care about the phone. The phone can be replaced.
That's it. It's all about the cloud, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, the Open, did you watch it yourself?
I watched Bertrand. I watched a good bit of the first day. And
so, first day, let's talk about Rory, favourite. Not a big fan of Rory myself, anyway.
No, I like Rory overall. I think he's great, but
I don't know. See, ever since he took Tiger Woods' golf game, like, Tiger never wanted to play Rory McIlroy golf.
No, doesn't have the same.
Maybe Shane Lowry golf?
Better ring to it.
We'll see.
You knew by that first drive, and then the second drive, he put it in the exact same place.
The cracking second day.
That's it.
Well, they only had 2 days, so
aye.
One bad, one good, but...
They had one atrocious.
It was brutal.
Bar.
You can't even... At his level, nerves shouldn't do that to you.
No, definitely not.
Right, so
yeah. Especially because like, I see before everybody was making a fairway. Just nice and easy.
They smashed some girls' fun up, didn't they?
Did they?
Aye, the ball went out of bounds in the first drive and sure it hit some girls' fun, broke it.
Ah well.
I'm sure you've had to replace it.
I wouldn't.
I wonder, do you think there's no one like, at golf, there's nothing to stop a ball?
No.
Because it's golf, so as a spectator, surely you're just. If you're there, tough shit.
Par for the course.
Never a truer word said.
Yeah. And then. CC and Ari singing, Face of After Eye.
I've seen the video posted everywhere. I haven't had. It's too much clickbait online. But I haven't hit the play button yet, but I'm sure it will.
It's good.
He's a big drinker, I think, CC and Ari
yeah.
and stuff, so. He seems like one of the lads and just one of those type of people. Nice guy. Glad to see him win.
Won near $2 million.
At 1.9 or something, wasn't it? $10 million.
Purse.
Total purse for the tournament. So.
So what the lowest person got?
No, but did you see the score? He hit like a minus 10 or a plus 10 on the first day or something.
Yeah. No, it was more. No, it was 19.
What was it?
19, plus 19. And then I think it was plus 10 the second.
How's a professional hit plus 19?
Clearly play. Doesn't like Lynx golf. In the bad weather. Because a lot of them PGA boys we used to be playing.
But they'd be
something.
Sponsored boys. Like they, some company would be paying him to be there.
What was his name? David
Ball? I don't know.
Because I remember saying that.
That's the only reason Tiger Woods is over. For his sponsors money. He didn't want to be here.
The what?
He didn't look like he wanted to play at all.
No, not even the tiniest wee bit.
The only thing I wish was on the last day, I prefer watching people chase people. So it's always had been a wee bit closer rather than.
Like David Duval is his name.
It's more than plus one on each, it's more than a bogey on every hole, like it's mad.
You got 24 grand. The last couple of places all got 24 grand each. So they did.
Sure, Fletcher only 500 quid.
Alright. Well, he's finished overall plus 27.
Plus 27 over 36 holes, wow.
It's brutal. How bad it was, the person next to him was.
I got gonna hit that.
14.
Shit.
Yeah.
What are you agreeing with that I could have hit that or I'm shit?
Both of them. But, yeah, Shane Lowry, well done. Poor Roy seemed to be buzzing. It seemed like all the wee clips that some people had up around there. It seemed to be.
I mean, the actual golf area of it. They closed the beach, and apparently the restaurants and all were empty.
Apparently David Beckham was up around it as well.
Who cares?
What are you talking about? David Beckham is a national treasure?
No, he's not my national treasure.
He is a national treasure. Speaking of national treasures, new Prime Minister Boris Johnson, what the fuck?
Mate, it's the way
it's like Dumb and Dumber running the world.
And he's. Do you remember he got stuck fucking zipline across. What was he
London?
Across? It was in London, it was across the Thames, was it?
Probably. Could have been.
He got stuck, I mean, that's the type of idiots you're dealing with.
But
people
the amount of stuff. And we're not political people. The amount of stuff. That he has said that is so outrageous, it just goes to show you the state of the world for him and Donald Trump to be in power.
But I think I've said this before, but Donald Trump, if you're an American, is fantastic.
He just doesn't know when to
but
close his mouth.
Yeah, he's just an
he's a bit like me, just says things, doesn't get a reaction.
He's a wee bit of an embarrassment.
Yeah. Another embarrassment, Belfast. Did you see the video we put up of the
Crosshatch boy
with his wee plimsolls and his Chelsea top?
That was mad, Batman.
Don't talk about his mad shit.
I think the bouncer had an extra dig at the man at the end as well.
It wasn't a dig. I think he probably forgot.
It was on his leg. I think the film was blocked and
it
was obviously acting a bit of an arse in filthies. And
is that what it was, filthies?
As far as I know, why? From what I can see. Well, maybe I have to take that wee bit out in case it wasn't filthies and in case the...
It's alleged.
Alleged filthies.
But it was very, very funny.
He must have been steaming. If somebody knows him, let us know if that's just the way he is or if he was blocked.
$4,000 off a greyhound. A lucky 15 in his pocket.
But here... Now... As far as I know, he does use a bookie's local to here. I do know that. But... He probably did Dutch for a greyhound.
But he was making out like he was a professional gambler. That's why your mom started taking the piss out of him, because he was making out like he's winning thousands of pounds a week. And that's why he's asking your mom how much money he makes doing the door.
The video was so good too. It's been a while since there's been a good video like that.
And then...
Or it didn't end, but
he says, "I'll see you tomorrow." And the doorman goes, "Sure, I'm here now. See me now." And he doesn't. And everybody knows the doorman are scum.
Well,
that's Colin Nally, so.
And
except our next guest.
The doorman. What did he say? He got paid 15 quid an hour, and he works 10 hours a night.
Good mental math.
No, it was a funny video. If you haven't seen it, go on and watch it. Just gives you a taste of nightlife in Belfast. Well, he said it was a Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Drinking by himself, so.
Obviously, he's been out. And then.
Maybe he won $4,000 and went out in the lights and just thought, here. Don't know. I'm sure he's watching Chelsea now as they play Barcelona.
I think what he said to the doorman about his kids, was out of line.
Aye. But he was just blocked. He was just being a dick. The doorman was making a bigger dick out of him, so.
I'm going to make a dick out of himself.
All's fair and love more.
True, very true. It was funny, but
no, it resulted in a funny video.
No harm done. No one was hurt in the making of it, which is always good.
That's it. The last couple of videos I've seen of the town. I remember the one around at Kelly's. The doorman.
Oh yeah.
The woman that was fucking trying to make out she was the victim. She was actually the one that started it.
Nice. The glass nod him.
Wild.
Nice. I'm checking.
And then I think there was a video last week on a barn in Schenkel as well.
I pull keys now.
So it's nice to see one that doesn't have a pull key and just has some fella blocked, rambling, talking shit and getting it back then.
That was funny. Just pure comedy gold. Every time he tried to go somewhere he just cut down.
But that's it, he kept coming back. It was just like, what did you say? And then he added something else in. But he tried to get a wee bit angry and then he backed off and
because your man's big brother came over putting his finger in his face. Remember the other week we were talking about movies?
What movies were we
talking
about?
Like the remakes.
Oh yeah, but yes, about Aladdin and stuff.
Yeah. So The Lion King came out on Friday. Did you go and watch it?
No, it's another live action one, isn't it? Seems to be the Disney thing at the minute.
I'm not a fan of The Lion King. I don't care if that's an unpopular choice or statement, but
I mean,
I don't like The Lion King.
Be a fan of Timon and Pumbaa?
Like, it's
Lion King story is a wee bit drawn out.
Yeah, but people make it out like it's the best Disney movie ever. It's not. It's not even close.
What is the best Disney movie ever?
I'm going to say for the song, The Jungle Book.
Classic.
That started the whole remake, didn't it? And like the live action ones.
Yeah, right. That's right. I forgot the Jungle Book was remade as well.
And then they done it again with Mowgli, they renamed it. But fella online made when you read the headline and then you go, "You're an absolute dick," and then you go in and read it and you go, "Do you know what, mate? You actually have a very, very fair point of view." So what he said is he doesn't want any kids under the age. What is it? Any child? Yeah, he just says children. So I would assume that would be like anybody 10 or under. Do not go to the cinema after 5 p.m. to watch The Lion King. Right? And I thought to myself, that's a wee bit harsh. And then I remembered, when I went to watch Aladdin, the people behind us had kids, and all they'd done was talk and talk and talk.
What time was that? Kids have a short attention
span. It was
span.
Evening time, it was like about 7 or 8.
The thing is, you're paying to see it too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But what your man's point is, you're probably off because it's summer. There's no reason not to take them before 5.
Unless they're working.
Yeah. You don't work every day.
No, no, I know. I 100% agree with if the guy wanted to go see Lion King in the cinema by himself and not have kids around him. Actually, most people in this day and age should actually applaud the fact that he doesn't want kids around him and wants to go alone to the cinema.
What did he say? Well, somebody wrote underneath it, "Sorry kids, we've waited too damn long to see this. Stay home for the sake of your inner for all our inner children, thanks. We will make it up to you with the screening of Frozen 2, Manoa 2, and so forth. But Mufasa, Simba, Mulan and Ariel, nah, stay home." Another one added, "I'm telling you what, when we go see this, if any child sings the songs out of tune or incorrect, there's going to be trouble." Which is very true. So, do you think he was right? Like, if you've been waiting 20... What is it? 20...
I don't think there's any harm in asking
kids to fuck up.
I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, if you've paid to be there, you have the right to watch that film and enjoy the film as well. If somebody's distracting you... Thing is, not all kids are the same.
So what do? Do you go up to the usher and get the usher to remove the kids?
Why didn't I just ask the cinema to do an adult-only screening? Doesn't that make more sense?
Because
the Odyssey here does adult-only, and they do autistic-only, and they do like autism shows and stuff. Yeah.
Did not know that. It's class.
So the people, and then there's like baby screenings as well, so the parents can bring the baby with them, and they can cry all the fucking one.
Yeah, and nobody can say nothing.
Yeah, so
that's pretty good.
I'm sure that's done elsewhere in the world, but I know the Odyssey does it here.
That's a fair point. But say you're there, and it's like whenever we watched Aladdin, I was to the point Sinead was cracking up, and I was about to turn around and say, "Do you mind being quiet, or else going elsewhere?" Even though there wasn't anywhere else to go, because the place was packed.
Sorry, I looked up there. So the Bob is a breastfeeding one. You can breastfeed during the film.
You should be able to breastfeed if you want.
Well, in the middle of Men in Black International, which is on the 1st of August at 11 o'clock, is that it in the cinema? It's gonna be awkward. So they do Bob screenings, which is breastfeeding friendly, recliner seat. They give you hot water for your baby's bottle. Low lighting and
hold body. On, say that again. For the breastfeeding screening, what do they give you?
Hot water for your baby's bottle.
What do you want? Do you sit and pump the milk out while you're in the cinema?
Indian language screenings they do as well.
No, I think you should be able to just whip a tit out and feed a child whenever it's hungry.
They definitely do, I can't find it here, but they do autism friendly ones and stuff too, which is kind of cool.
Very good. Did not know that at all. Right, well, we'll get on to the questions. A couple of questions.
I know, it was nice to see some people send questions in this week, wasn't it?
Appreciate it. Which one we'll go with first? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Pick a number between 1 and 4. Oh, you wrote them down. Straight up, was doing sequence one. Just do 1, 2, 3.
So it was on Saturday, the 20th. It was the 50th anniversary of the moon landings. Do you think the moon landing was real?
Ooh. 50th anniversary?
50th.
50. Do you think it was real, as in...
Do you think they went to the moon?
Yes. I believe that they went to the moon.
Do you believe Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin went to the moon?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Why?
Because... What's the conspiracy theory? Is that it was filmed in a studio or something, wasn't it? Because of lighting?
There's a couple of reasons. So one of them is the flag seems to be fluttering, but there should be no wind on the moon, because it doesn't have like an atmosphere.
Yeah, well, that's
and there's no dust.
Well, that's patriotic. Like,
Yeah.
So like, if you were filming it and you wanted to be patriotic, you'd want the flag.
Yeah.
Flapping.
But it was also declaring that they beat Russia to the moon, because remember, Russians were the first in space, Yuri Gagarin, but they wanted to be the first to the moon.
Quick wee sidebar on that one, right? I used to work in a shop called Must Have It. It was like a gadget shop. It was in Castlecourt, and we sold a thing called the Space Pen,
mm-hmm.
which the Americans developed. It cost them millions and millions to develop this pen that would work in space. You could write upside down, you could write everywhere, and they developed this. It took them like 2 years to develop this ink in this way that it could do it, and they brought it out. And the reason that they sold it in shops is because the Russians went, we've had this for years, it's called a pencil, and the pencil worked in space because it's lead. That was a quick sidebar one.
Very good. Do you know who the third person was in the module orbiting space while they were on the moon?
There was three of them?
Three of them. Buzz and Neil went on. One of them flew the command shuttle around.
Is it Woody? Is that who the missing one was?
It is. He has the same name as a very prominent Irish figure.
Gerry Adams?
No. Right lines, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Martin McGuinness?
No.
I don't know where we're going here.
Go back a few years.
Don't want to pigeonhole.
Famous Irish person.
Ian Paisley?
No. He's British.
Go ahead, you're going to have to tell me.
I'll let you think about it. Back to why people think it wasn't real. So, whenever the lunar module lands, there's no kickback of dust, but yet the surface is covered in dust. Okay, so with that propulsion, she threw the dust in the air, and it should take forever to float back down again. When it landed, there was no dust on top of the feet, which it should have done. You know, once the dust goes up in the air, it'll fall down and land on them.
If there's gravity.
It's very slow. The gravity, you're a lot lighter, which is why you see, like, you're on a trampoline, you know, that bouncing, floating. Okay, so if
you're saying the dust should have went up slower.
The dust should have went up in the first place, but it didn't. And if it did go up, it should have landed on the feet of the shuttle, which it didn't. Also, they say that the background is, there's no stars. It's just black.
Maybe there was no stars out that night.
Well, there was a few reasons explained why you wouldn't see that. One, because it was the way the camera was. In order to do it, you would need to put the flash on, but with the light of the sun.
Was it black and white footage?
Yeah. But you would still see the twinkle of the stars. You should have been able to see something. People say that part has sort of been explained. Some say there's a couple of shadows that are going different directions. If there's only one light source, we should all be going the right way. But apparently, because the craft is so bright, it produces a reflective surface, which would be another form of light, which is why some of the shadows are going the other way. But see, the thing that gets me is the Van Allen radiation belt. So around the Earth, there's a radiation belt. And apparently, the radiation's so strong, if you go through it, you should end up with cancer. Because it's that thick, and any materials brought back or going through that radiation potentially will be destroyed. So they see the camera. Now, they had 11 cameras, they were on the moon for 23 hours, and they lost all that footage. See that footage you see of Neil Armstrong down on the moon? That's of a monitor. So it is. Which then to me would go, well.
So there's theory that maybe that they did do it, but then they had to recreate it?
This is what I think happened.
I mean, I don't think...
It's the Van Allen radiation belt.
To go to them. I know you said about the wanting to beat the Russians and stuff, but...
Well, they thought the Russians were going to weaponize space and put rocket launchers on it and shoot.
That's just fucking ridiculous, isn't it?
That's Americans for you. That's what they were thinking. But I don't believe they did. I would like them to, and that they just fucked it up and then just redone that video. But how do you keep a secret like that with thousands of people? you know yourself.
Yeah, there were so many people involved in it.
Thousands of people, and they went to the moon 12 times. So how do you, unless the only people in on it is the astronauts and one person.
Well, everybody else thinks they went to space. Everybody else believes the truth,
that they're in the space.
The ones that know.
And anything that's being played back in real time on their monitors.
Well, the truth always comes out. So if.
And
if they have spoofed it, it'll come out eventually. But. I think it's a lot of effort. A lot of. I think it's real.
But how come they can go up to the moon?
Have you ever been to the moon?
No. What is it, like 230... Oh my god, I meant to tell you something. Tell you something off air.
Ooh, secrets.
We'll maybe come back to it.
No, no, don't. We'll keep it a secret.
How come they can go to the moon? It's like, what, 237... miles away or something like that. It's something like that.
230,
it's somebody with the number 237. Maybe it's 237,000 miles. Right. Maybe that's what it is. How come sitting in this garage I can't get my Wi-Fi that's in the room above me? But they can communicate hundreds if not thousands of miles away.
Cost. Satellites, I don't know.
Bollocks,
more
like.
What was that question again?
Is the moon landing real? No.
Yes.
Okay, your opinion's wrong, mine's right. Am I joking? I hope they did, but I don't think so. Question for you, will the pod go to a video format? A few people asked that.
100%, that is the future. I think we'll just need to get... I don't think we're far off being ready for it, we just need the equipment.
We just need to get a camera.
Yeah, but I mean, I have... I sent you a wee test video the other week of like a pre-recorded one and stuff.
It was
lovely. But I mean, my phone shoots in 4K, even though I don't have a 4K display to play it back. But the short answer is yes, we will go on to YouTube and Facebook Live probably.
John asked, he said he loved the top 5 albums. Any recommendations for a new album? I haven't listened to too much new albums of you.
There was the new Ed Sheeran album came out, have you not listened to it?
No, but
I thought I sent it the other one was Tommy sent it to. Great album, it's called Collaborations.
Okay, so
every track basically has a collaboration on it, but there's one with Eminem and 50 Cent, there's one with Stormzy, there's one with Camila Cabello, there's loads on it, it's a really good album. Definitely worth a listen through. I think it's around an art on something like that.
What is it on Spotify? Like in the top 10, he's got a lot of the.
Exactly. I know. I've actually meant to listen to the. See, Northern Ireland has its own chart now.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Krill FM DJ Fix does it.
Oh, very good.
But it's based. excuse me. It's based on like Spotify streams and Shazam.
He's been doing that for a while though, has he not?
He does the top 7 at 7. But now. Sorry, I'm trying to get the charts here. But now there's an actual. Sunday chart, they don't do the UK chart anymore, they just do the.
Well, very good.
That one.
Well, I went on to check music last week and I went to the UK top 50 because I was driving down to Cork, and literally the majority of the songs, top 20, were all Ed Sheeran.
So let's see, UK top 50. Number one is not Ed Sheeran, is Señorita with Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Number two, Ed Sheeran. Number three, Ed Sheeran. Number 5 Ed Sheeran, number 6 Ed Sheeran, number 13 Ed Sheeran, number 14 Ed Sheeran, and number 21 Ed Sheeran. Somebody's out.
It's good feeling.
Like 6 or 7 in the top 21. So a third of the chart is filled with Ed Sheeran. But the album's not bad, man. It's definitely worth a listen through. I know that it's been added to my playlist, certainly, so.
I'd recommend
Ed Sheeran collaborations.
Robbie Williams. Video killed the reality, or reality killed the video star. That's a great name for an album, isn't it?
What was it? Video killed the radio star?
No, that was the original. So he done the play on that. Reality killed the video star.
For the time, when did that come out? Early 2000s?
I'm gonna say around 2010, like 2011 maybe. But that'd be my album. Last question. Ooh. subject we love talking about here, politics. Will we have a government by the 21st of October? Will the MLAs get their fingers out of their fucking holes and flaps and actually do something?
Controversial.
Got my statement down the top
again. This
do you think we will? I don't.
I think it's bad if we don't, because if we don't, we'll probably never have a government again.
Okay.
Because then, if those two issues are forced upon people who don't want them, there's no way they're going to give up
other things,
yeah. Which means that they'll never sit at the table.
I still think you should go back to two men run the country, because as we didn't have this problem with men running it.
Well, here, what do you want, Boris Johnson and fucking Donald Trump?
Aye, sure.
All right, let them in then.
Do you know what you should do? Just let Colin Geddes run it.
Probably a better place.
Telling you.
Oh.
He would sort the bullshit out.
I heard a theory before as well that everybody should just get a day or two where they run the country.
No.
Why not?
It'd be like the Purge.
Purge would be great crack over here.
Nah. Not if you're asthmatic and all. If you're the pop. Yeah. But.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we will. I think you make a very valid point there that if we don't, the issues, I think
the two big parties will play this one right to the wire.
Mm.
And it's literally going to be. It's like a game of chicken. It's like who's going to back it first.
It's exactly what it is.
And you know what, they're all too stubborn and stuck in their ways that no, they're not big government.
Interesting way to
they'll never be one.
Leave the show. Let us know what you think. Do you think we'll have a government in place or not? Just fire us a wee message, we say in the DMs or right under one of the episodes, never fired up each of the video right underneath there. But I've had enough of your shit.
And this is a wee bonus podcast, so I've had enough of your shit.
Oh, do you know who the third person was in the command module?
Oh, do you remember that? Go.
Michael Collins.
That was his actual name. It wasn't actually Michael Collins.
No, right? He's well dead.
Ah, it's alright. Right, I've had enough of your shit. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.